Tuesday should be one of the most hopeful days on the calendar. Jeff and I try every year to stay up until midnight and welcome the new year in. We love to do that. Sometimes we don't make it, but we were very happy this year we did. We really enjoyed watching Steve Harvey be the MC this year on television for a lot of musical celebrations, videos, and a lot of laughter. We particularly enjoyed hearing one of the musical numbers. It was about the only one we could understand the lyrics. And that was Sting singing Brand New Day. It's a wonderful song. It's full of hope for the possibilities of a new year. It's wonderful when we can make some positive changes in our lives, and January is a good time to begin. One author suggests these examples: go jogging, exercise every day this year, get through supper without eating potato chips or a candy bar, and this year reflect upon having a new healthy diet. He says, so far this year, perhaps you have not cursed at anyone yet. Maybe you haven't yelled at the kids, forgotten to floss your teeth, or haven't thrown your dirty clothes on the bathroom floor so far, or have not forgotten to read your Bible in the morning. These are some examples that may or may not ring true in your life. At the beginning of January, everything's optimistic. We have the whole year before us, and your life can be transformed. Your good intentions can be jump-started, and all your bad habits can be unplugged. At least for a few hours, the year is a perfect reflection of your best self. One writer suggests, though, that January 1st is inevitably followed by January 2nd and 3rd, and here we are on the 6th, and someday soon you may opt for staying in your cozy bed instead of getting up and going to exercise at the gym. In the next few weeks, you may find those candy bar wrappers appearing in your desk drawer again, and by the 4th or 5th week of the year, surely you've been aggravated enough at a bad driver that you said some words that maybe you weren't so proud of. Or you stubbed your toe and the words came tumbling out. Unsanctified thoughts. By the 7th week, your socks may be back on the bathroom floor and your dental floss gathering dust. Well, by the 10th week, you're falling asleep before you even get your Bible open. So for all but a few of us, most New Year's resolutions are gone by the time the Super Bowl is played. But for some, they're able to, even if you pick one thing about your life that you want to change, you can have a new beginning and make a change that lasts. The example of the wise men in our scripture lesson teaches us we don't have to have our lives on autopilot, or we don't have to stay in ruts that lead us nowhere. These men from a different part of the world than Jesus or his parents followed a star and an inkling. The inkling was that God was coming in a new way to a new place. So they decided to travel to that new place by the light that they were given. A place they'd never been before, to be a part of something new that God was doing in the world. You know, God is always doing something new in the world. And it frequently leads people to places and actions that are brand new to them. If you've been thinking about some ruts that you need to get out of, or some roads that you've been on that lead to nowhere, then maybe God wants you to discover a new way this year. Where do you see the light of God shining in your life? I'm sure there were many reasons the wise men could have used to keep them home, to keep them from taking that long journey. But they started out with a leap of faith. They took those first few steps, and after that, it became harder and harder to ignore their own curiosity, and the new purpose they found in traveling this new road and discovering this new event for the world. New Year's resolutions, if they're motivated by more than just self-serving reasons, do not have to die quick deaths. Neither does any real life change. Had these men not been guided by a strong spiritual and visual reminder, they could have become lost very easily. When you think of it, it's downright amazing that by simply following a star, they found their way to Bethlehem, this small village, seemingly an insignificant part of the world, to find one specific child and one specific family. God leads us in mysterious ways at times, and only the faithful take that leap and follow, not knowing where the journey will end. One factor that causes many people to give up on their New Year's resolutions or positive life changes is that there may be no guiding principle or force in their life to keep them on track. The star and the dreams from God were constantly guiding these wise men. If they couldn't see the star during the day, if they kept on traveling, they knew it would appear at night to continue to guide them in the right direction. Seeking God, knowing God, trusting in God can keep us focused on forever changing our lives and God's world for the better. The presence of Christ is a star that never leaves us. If we wake up and seem to be lost, we must refocus to find it, for God's presence is always there. Last week, I discovered that Jeff had a compass on his dashboard screen in his car. We've had that car for over a year, and I just noticed that there was a compass indicating the direction that the car was traveling at all times. So many times, we don't even see the guidance that God is putting in front of us. Our guiding light is Jesus, but do we ignore that light? Or do we seek his guidance, his direction for us? These men's lives were changed forever by their journey. They knew now that God would be present in great ways, even if it was halfway across the world. Had they stayed in their own country, would their understanding and trust of God have been as deep, or their experience of God as rich? Many times when we go beyond our comfort zones, like taking a new leadership position in a church, we may take it with fear and trembling, but find out that God is able and God will help us, and there are others in the church to help us to take our responsibilities and make a difference. So many times they say that 20% of the church does 80% of the work, because the faithful few who've been in leadership for a long time continue to be faithful. But we want everybody to have a part in the ministry of Christ. Our understanding and trust of God is deepened and enriched when we discover the new ways that God can and does work when we step out in faith to follow God. Some of you, I'm sure, have heard of this pastor, and many of you may not have. Reverend Will Campbell, he's authored several books. He's a minister from the South. He's deceased now. But he used to call himself an apostle to the rednecks. He also counted himself as a redneck, so don't be put back by that, please. He has these nonfiction books. They're very humorous, and he also has these fictional stories. And so he made up this little parable for us, and he says he sometimes imagined an evangelist ending a sermon with an invitation for people to have a personal relationship with Christ by saying these words: "The time has come for you to give your life to Jesus. Will you do it now? Will you give your life to Jesus right now? And the people respond to the invitation, and they get out of their seats and they come down the aisle. And then the preacher says, I don't want you to give your life to me. I want you to give your life to Jesus. So go beyond the church wall and give your life to Jesus. Well, the people who were coming down the aisle turned around, left the church, and as the preacher then said to the others, what about the rest of you? Are you willing to give your lives to Jesus right now? The people stand, they move quickly out of the church building, get in their cars, and drive away. Not long afterward in his story, the telephones start ringing off the hook at the police station. The first caller says, Officer, we need some officers down here to the old folks' home. These people are banging on the door saying, we want to meet Jesus. We want to give ourselves to Jesus right now. I keep telling them Jesus is not here. The only people here are for some forgotten elderly folks waiting to die. Most of them are decrepit. Some are suffering from Alzheimer's. Jesus isn't here, just a bunch of old folks. But the people outside keep yelling, let us in. We want to see Jesus. We want to give ourselves to Jesus. Another call comes from the warden down at the local parish prison, demanding some help. Get some of your troops down here, he says. There's a bunch of crazy people outside banging on the prison door yelling, we want to see Jesus. We want to meet Jesus. We want to give ourselves to Jesus. I keep telling them Jesus isn't here. The only people here are thieves, murderers, drug addicts, dealers. But it doesn't stop these people. They keep yelling, we want you to let us in so we can give ourselves to Jesus. Another caller asked that something be done about the weird people showing up outside the AIDS hospice and the homeless shelter, demanding to see Jesus. The caller explains he told those people, we only have people here who are suffering from AIDS, that are dying, people who seem to have no hope but the streets, and it doesn't stop them. They keep saying, oh no, we know Jesus is there. And we want to be embraced and loved, and we want to love Jesus. And we have come to give ourselves to Jesus. Will Campbell concludes this fantasy story by saying, I could almost hear Jesus himself saying to me, whatever you do for the least of one of these, my brothers and sisters, you do it unto me. Like the wise men of Matthew chapter 2, we must be in search of Jesus. But we must also realize, like they did, that the star in the east may lead us down some unknown territory to unexpected, maybe even shocking places where Jesus will be waiting for us to give our hearts and our gifts to him. We have a brand new year to start on this search. Where can I give myself to Jesus this year? Where is the light of God shining in my life, leading me in a certain direction? We have the chance to discover a new way to follow Jesus this year. And that would be the greatest New Year's resolution that we can make. Amen.